Are you tired
Hello,
of the
good
I can't
people,
mindset?
And welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr.
Mindset?
Erica.
Do you feel
Thank
like
you
your
so
negative
much
thoughts
for
control
listening
your
in
life?
Today, I
well,
really just
you
want
came to
you
the right place.
Share
because
with
in the
everyone
30 minutes,
the amazing
you will learn
benefits
how to break free
of CBD
from the limiting
oil.
Mindset of anxiety,
you know that I,
fear, victimization,
have a
depression,
dispensary
trauma,
of CBD,
and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind.
Want
it's
people
time
to try
to master your
right
mind
now. We are
with
in
Dr.
this
Erica.
Quarantine of COVID-19, and a lot of people are feeling anxious. A lot of people are feeling anxiety, depression, insomnia because of the uncertainty and just the current climate. And I really want you to try CBD oil. And that is why I brought with me today for my special guest is Dr. Rita McGuire. And Dr. Rita McGuire is the chief medical officer and one of the co-founders of Wakana. And Wakana is the CBD oil company that I have my dispensary with. And the reason why I chose Wakana is because these fabulous, intelligent, just powerful African-American women have come together and really have created a product that is supreme. There is no other CBD product that I would stand behind. And I am a licensed clinical psychologist practicing for 23 years. I recommend CBD to my patients. And so I just wanted to welcome Dr. Rita McGuire onto my show. She's a practicing gynecologist for over 30 years, and I just really want her to share her wealth in knowledge about CBD and the benefits and the medicinal, the medical and science behind of it. And so welcome, so, and thank you so much for taking your time today, Dr. Rita.
Thank you, Dr. Erica. Such a pleasure to be on the show again. This is my second time. And as Dr. Erica said, I am an obstetrician gynecologist. And many people ask me, Dr. Erica, how did you get into the cannabis industry? And it happened about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I was introduced by the CEO of our company, of Wakana, Melissa Boston. I was introduced to CBD. At the time, I didn't know what it was. I thought that she was trying to sell me a lab. We know that CBC is complete blood count. And so for several hours, I didn't respond to her request of coming on board and being the chief medical officer of a CBD company because I didn't know what it was. And I did my due diligence. And I'm telling you, when I realized that CBD is the part of the cannabis plant that gives you the health benefits without the high. When I did my research and my due diligence, and I really dug deep and found that CBD could offer my patients relief from pain, anxiety, depression, a lot of the autoimmune diseases that I see in women in my practice, like lupus and fibromyalgia. When I realized that CBD could relieve pain from my older patients that had arthritis, be it osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, when I realized that this product could help people sleep, including myself who had insomnia, you know, I was on board. And I was on board because, you know, in medicine and practicing for over 30 years, and I look at chronic illnesses like diabetes and hypertension and heart disease and cholesterol dysfunctions and issues with mental health included. You know, when I see these moms who have babies and have postpartum depression or postpartum blues that end up to go on to turn into major depression, I just was like, with the advent of technology and advances of medicine, why aren't our patients doing better? You know, what is it? And so I had to take a step back and I had to take a step back and look at myself as a healthcare professional for so long and said, there's got to be something that we can offer our patients that is natural, that's holistic, that's organic, that's safe and effective, that can assist with all of these chronic challenges that people have today. And it was CBD, and I've studied the plant for 3 years now. And CBD is an abbreviation for cannabidiol. And cannabidiol is the number two compound that the cannabis plant makes. You know, many of us on the line may think about cannabis negatively, because I did. 3 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, it's something I don't want my children to smoke. I'm like, I smell marijuana, you know. But when I did the research and realized that cannabis has two species, it has a marijuana species and it has a hemp species. And I was like, oh my goodness, the hemp species is the part of the plant that gives us all the health benefits without the high. And I was on board. From that point, I started using CBD in my practice. I started seeing patients' hemoglobin A1Cs improve. They were still on metformin. They were still on their insulin, but they were slowly being able to be titrated down off of high levels of medications. I started seeing even myself, my own sleeping was improved. My knee pain from a bad ski injury in 2009 had improved from CBD. And so I then went on to really be that voice in our community as a physician to empower, to educate, to really help communities understand that we're talking about, yes, the cannabis plant, but we're talking about the species that absolutely has no component that will get you high, that will get you paranoid, that will give you hallucinations or euphoria. We're talking about the plant, the species of the plant that gives you the calmness, that allows you to sleep, that decreases inflammation, that helps that panic attack or anxiety attack to be lessened. And so I was excited to be a part of the cannabis industry. So my children think it's so funny because I was that mother that was like, I smell weed, you know? But now I'm that mother that's like, here, this is the part of the cannabis plant that will give you the same benefits that you are looking for in that weed to give you without the high. And they love it. All three of my children use these products because they can function at work. They can function at school. They can do what they need to do with CBD instead of the THC.
Yeah, that's what I absolutely love about this product is that it is just the medicinal part. And I think a lot of people, you know, still has that stigma behind it when you say cannabis. And so much of the work that I've done in the area of mental health is really try to teach them about the medicine behind it and the science behind it, because like I said, so many people think of cannabis as just the marijuana strain. They don't know about the hemp strain. And so can you speak a little bit more about just the science behind it and just us knowing about this endocannabinoid system? Because I really want people to see that this is a real plant-based alternative that is effective and helpful.
Yes, and that is a really important topic that I think that we all need to really grasp and understand, because CBD does so many things. A lot of people think of CBD as a snake oil, but like you said, there's real science behind how it works in our body. And this science is pretty new. I mean, this was discovered when I was in medical school in the early 1990s. It's not taught in medical school, so this is something that I learned 3 years ago, that we have a system called the endocannabinoid system that exists in every human being. Every vertebrae has an endocannabinoid system, and this system specifically has receptors in every single organ and gland in our body that's looking for the compounds that the cannabis plant makes, specifically CBD. And these receptors are found in our brain and our central nervous system. And that's where CBD really helps with mental health. It's found in our periphery and our immune system. That's where CBD really helps in those who have pain and inflammation and autoimmune diseases. CBD or the endocannabinoid systems are all receptors are also found in organs and glands like our eyes, our lungs, our kidneys, our liver, our skin, our teeth, our adrenal gland, our uterus, our testicles, our ovaries. Every single organ and gland has receptors that are looking for the cannabis compounds to put the body back in balance. And so the science is there. It's the same science that if you took lisinopril for your blood pressure, those receptors that help to dilate the vessels in the heart, in the blood, to help lisinopril bring your blood pressure down, it's the same concept with CBD. Those receptors that are out of balance in our central nervous system, in our immune system, those receptors that need to release more serotonin and dopamine, when CBD comes in, it's now able to release those levels so that your mood, your responses, your emotional responses, your sleep, your libido, your appetite, your metabolism, all of that is put back in balance so your body can work at a normal function. And so the science is there and it's proven. And like you said, it's a plant-based, natural, organic alternative to your health without all of the side effects. And let's make a note here. I'm not advocating that you all go out and throw your lisinopril away or your metformin away or your Prozac or your Zoloft away or your Xanax. But what I am saying is that be open to the fact that this plant has a species, the hemp species, where CBD is extracted from that can actually help to alleviate so many symptoms that we see, not only in our physical health, but our mental health. And so that is the science, the endocannabinoid system, and that's how CBD works.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about what makes Wakana different.
Absolutely. So let's start with the hemp plant. So when the hemp plant is cultivated, hemp is a bioaccumulator. In fact, hemp was one of the plants that was used to clean up after a lot of wars in Japan. So the bioaccumulator part in hemp, when it's planted, means that it accumulates anything that's in the soil. If it's fungus, mold, mildew, pesticides, toxins, it's going to be in that CBD oil because CBD is extracted from the hemp. So our products are organically grown. Organically grown means the soil is organic. So the hemp is only accumulating organic compounds. The second thing is that our products are compliant with the State Department of Agriculture. So our farms that we source our hemp from are in Oregon, Colorado, and Kentucky. Those states have to be in compliance with the State Department of Agriculture, meaning that their plants have to be grown organically. Our products are also compliant under the Farm Bill. The 2018 Farm Bill states that CBD that is sold has to be extracted from the hemp species. It has to come from the hemp species of the cannabis plant to be legal to be sold, consumed, and cultivated. Our products are also double certified. So they are tested once they're extracted, they're tested after the extraction, and then they go through a third validated lab that certifies that the testing contains where we're looking for pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, and fungus. So that double certification and third party validation gives our customers that quality product that you're not going to find at the gas station, you're not going to find at the smoke shop. We also have a proprietary formulation on our products where we've added to our CBD, we've enhanced our CBD with organic oils that even enhance the benefits of CBD. It enhances the anti-inflammatory benefits. It enhances the antioxidative. So those free radicals that cause havoc and cause chronic disease in our body, it helps those free radicals to be diminished. So those essential oils, along with the CBD, along with the double certification, along with the third-party lab validation, makes Wakana products very effective, very potent, very safe, and truly the top CBD products in the market today. And so I'm very proud to stand behind Wakana, to stand as the chief medical officer to ensure what we call the Wakana difference. That's the Wakana difference. Our product are different and very unique and unlike any other CBD products on the marketplace. And so we have products that are topical that you can offer local relief to different muscles and nerve fibers. We have products that you place underneath the tongue, tinctures. Those are oils that really are very effective in taking twice a day so that they can be in the bloodstream all day. We have gummies that I love for nighttime to help me sleep, to help me get into that restorative rapid eye movement sleep that helps not only heal your body, but it actually helps to reset your immune system. And we know during this pandemic, we need any help at all that we can take holistically and organically to reset that immune system. We have products that are water soluble that you can add to your water, your juice, your smoothie, your food. We have products that you can bake and cook with. You can actually use our CBD oil and bake and cook. We have a culinary oil you can marinate your food with, your salad dressings. We have spices. We have lotions because we understand that the skin is the largest part, largest organ in our body. And so our skin is something we have to protect. Washing your hands a million times a day now with this pandemic, our lotion helps to restore back the moisture. It helps to address skin disorders like psoriasis, eczema, and acne. We have also a lube, a CBD lube to help those who are menopausal, perimenopausal, that have vaginal dryness, that have issues with libido, that have issues with erectile dysfunction. Again, this product works because we all have an endocannabinoid system that's looking for balance. So from our spices, to our tinctures, to our edibles, to our lotion, to our lube, to our vape oil cartridges, we have a CBD cigarette to help those who want to quit smoking. We understand that CBD actually helps to block the reward centers in the brain that those get who have an addiction to nicotine. So it blocks that nicotine addiction. It blocks that heroin addiction. It even blocks that addiction to those who are addicted to marijuana, right? And so again, this is a great way to offer many, many different products, many ways that you can ingest these products. But again, these products work by science. There is a science to it, and the science is called the endocannabinoid system. Not all CBD is made equally. It's important to understand that hemp seed oil is not CBD because, again, when you go to your local health food store, where you go to your local smoke shop, when you see that sign, CBD is sold here, and you go into those places and you turn the bottle around, you actually become intentional in reading the ingredients, you'll notice that 99.9% of the time, the ingredients do not contain cannabinoids. You're looking for the word cannabinoids. You're looking for the words organic. You're looking for cannabis sativa, the strain. You don't want to see words like water. Water is typically the main constituent or ingredient in most of those products because it's the first ingredient listed. You're not looking for the words hemp seed oil as a substitute for cannabinoids or CBD, because hemp seed oil is a very nutritional product, but it will not address those same issues that we're looking for CBD to address. So those are really things that I'm very proud about, that Wakana has taken that difference in making sure that our products are not only safe and effective, but they have the potency that really will help to address and alleviate so many symptoms.
Yeah, thank you for really giving such a clear explanation of that, because so many times when I'm presenting CBD to my patients, I have to go through the full explanation so that people are clear about it really being science behind the CBD, it really being the quality of the product that is important. And why our products are priced the way they are, why our products are made and tested over and over to ensure the purity and the organicity of the product. You know, these are things that you're just not going to get in other companies. And so maybe talk a little bit about, especially with the tincturing, because when I tell my patients you only need maybe 2 to 3 drops twice a day, they have a hard time believing that a couple of drops is really going to make a difference. And so, you know, maybe speak a little bit about the dosing of the CBD oils in particular.
And that's a really good subject. The Mayo Clinic did a study, and they studied those who had chronic severe pain. And when they looked at the dose of CBD, they found that those who have chronic and severe pain only needed between 2.5 to maybe 25 milligrams of CBD per day. So more is not better. You know, traditionally we think, let me take 3 to 4 Motrin for this pain, right? But with CBD, because of the effectiveness of the receptors being specific to areas of pain in our immune system and our periphery, more is not better. So we take a very conservative approach at Wakana. We take the approach of starting low and starting slow. I recommend that you start our products, our tinctures, twice a day, and 3 drops in the morning and 3 drops in the evening. 3 drops in the morning and 3 drops in the evening at 1.67 milligrams per drop will give you about 12 milligrams of CBD on a daily dose. And for most people, that's all they need. You run into another population of folks that only need 3 drops a day. They'll find that 3 drops in the morning, 3 drops in the evening was a little too much. How can they tell? Well, they may become a little fatigued, a little, you know, tired. They may have a little nausea, maybe a little headache, nothing severe, very minor side effects. And so they back down to 3 drops a day. But more is not better. And that data came out of the Mayo Clinic that really shows that even with chronic severe pain, you don't need a lot of CBD. And what I recommend is that you pair the products together. So for someone who has, you know, anxiety issues, ADHD, insomnia, due to anxiety issues, depression because of a loss or a situation they're going through. Even this pandemic is causing a lot of anxiety. I recommend pairing the tincture with the gummies so that they have something that they can use as a gummy for night for sleep. And during the day, they have the tincture that's working for their anxiety and just helping that calmness to be 24/7 in their life with the tincture. So I recommend pairing our products depending on the situation, but absolutely having CBD in the bloodstream, you know, for the entire 24 hours. And then once you get that symptom or that area in your life resolved, then you're going to use CBD just like a multivitamin. Our endocannabinoid system produces cannabinoids, but it's like any other mineral or vitamin or essential fatty acid that we need to supplement our bodies with. And so CBD is going to be that supplement that you're going to take forever. You're going to use maybe one or two drops a day just to keep that endocannabinoid system in balance.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing just your wealth of knowledge and expertise and experience on CBD so that my listeners really open their mind to the possibility that CBD can be helpful for them. Whether they're dealing with a mental illness or some physical condition or maybe just insomnia or stress, because that's why I use it, really, for stress. And really, it does help with sleep. You get really just deep restorative sleep, which, you know, it's just invaluable. We need it. And so are there any last recommendations or suggestions for those people who are new to CBD, and maybe what product might they start with?
Well, I recommend that one, that you be open just to try it. Two, like any other supplement that we want to institute in our regimen that's holistic and natural and organic, that you've got to work with the product, right? And what that means is that you've got to look at all areas of your life. You've got to look at your diet. You've got to look at the water you're drinking. You got to look at the negative people that are in your life that you may have to remove. You look at your sleep, you know, making sure that you're getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep, making sure you're getting exercise, that you're getting active. So when you combine all of these healthy lifestyle changes along with CBD, it becomes magical. It becomes magical. I recommend that you start with the tincture and you start with the gummy. And the reason being, again, is that gummy is going to give you that quality sleep at night. And then that tincture is going to address issues of anxiety or issues of pain, issues of medical issues that you may be wanting to really take a holistic, organic, natural approach to. Diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, you know, all of these chronic illnesses have one thing in common, and that's inflammation. It's an inflammatory state that your body is in when you're diabetic. It's an inflammatory state your body is in when you're overweight, obese. It's an inflammatory state your body is in when you have high blood pressure, heart disease. And the reason why I bring up inflammation and so many chronic illnesses, arthritis, I meant to say that as well, is because during this pandemic, one thing that I always educate folks too is that the folks that are having bad outcomes from the COVID-19, they're on ventilators, or maybe they have passed away. They have these comorbidities that have inflammation as the underlying predisposing problem. So the COVID-19 virus is you can almost say it's an inflammatory state that it puts your body in. It's an inflammatory state where the immune cells think that the helper cells are foreign. And so you get a cascade of a overabundance of inflammatory cells. So just imagine this, your body is already inflamed because you're diabetic or you're hypertensive or you have osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, or you may be overweight, and then you get the coronavirus, the COVID-19. that puts your body at way over an inflammatory process and state. And so the body goes into a shock, it goes into fluid overload, it goes into affecting your kidney, your liver, and all of the in-organ damage kills you, right? So CBD reduces inflammation, and that is why I would recommend with the tincture, with the gummy, improving your diet, exercise, water, sleep, and all of those lifestyle changes to make it magical.
Well, there you have it. There you have it, spoken by Dr. Rita McGuire. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica, for having me on. And thank you, listeners, for being open. And have a great rest of your day.
God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.